When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
And welcome to another podcast. It's FliesOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and many other great local sponsors. Joining us now, State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great. Always happy to be on your show, Sly. How you doing?
9 bills? I don't think I've ever heard of anyone introducing 9 bills at one time.
Well, to be fair, it's 8 with the 9th on the way. So okay. I don't know what the record is. But yeah, this is a package we introduced. I don't know if we did it all at once last session. It might have been more spread out. But yeah, each of them tackles a key part of the problem we have with too much money being spent in elections and the public not being able to track it. And so sum total, they would do the job of actually getting us back to the point where there's not too much dark money being spent, and the money that is spent, the public would be aware of, being able to track who's trying to buy election outcomes, who's trying to buy politicians. And what their intentions are.
Now, I am guessing, tell me if I'm off base here, and I'll go take a jump in Lake Michigan here, but I'm guessing Speaker Voss is not going to be a co-sponsor of this legislation.
You know, you should give him a call and see what he says. I did not have a chance to talk to him about it yet. The last conversation we had didn't lead me to believe that there was going to be a conversation about bills we'd work on together, though. So,
right.
You're probably right. He has, more than most, has pushed in the opposite direction, pushed the system as it is now, where it's harder to track, right? Where there's less of a limit on, where there's more of a limit where a person has to report who their employer is and what they do for a living. Where it's you can actually openly coordinate with a dark money group. Wisconsin, by the way, is the only state where that is legal. And he was the Speaker of the Assembly when he pushed those through. So, yeah, I doubt he's going to change his mind. But you should give him a call and see.
Within the confines, I've actually never spoken to the man. Within the confines of Citizens United and the makeup of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, do you think you can, beyond getting these past the legislature, do you think that they can be deemed constitutional?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, let's take a step back, because these two questions together, I think there's a sense to kind of look at everything around us and say, well, wait a second, these aren't going to pass, you know, it's not worth putting forward an agenda where you're going to get dark money out of politics. But I think it's important for us to have this conversation about what the problem is, and these bills are a mechanism to do just that, and for us to lay that marker down. So, yes, we have a gerrymandered system right now where there's a gerrymandered majority, I guess is the easiest way to put it, where Republicans hold 63 seats in the Assembly to 36 of the Dems. So they hold 63% of the seats, even though they won less than 50% of the votes statewide in the last cycle. So, yeah, until there's fair maps, until things are set on that course, and until there's probably a state Supreme Court that is more in favor of the people and not the corporate interest that put some of those justices in place, the system won't change. But it will change.
All right,
I think it'll happen in a few years, so we got to be ready.
Do we need a major scandal for things to change? Because, let's face it, a lot of the reforms that happened in the 70s happened after Watergate.
Yeah, true. I'm a firm believer we've had enough scandals already. So I think it's just a matter of people recognizing that there is a way to change the future, to change our laws so that we don't have more of these, right? I would point at one of the documents that came out during the John Doe investigation showed that Gogebic Taconite, a mining company, which your listeners may not remember, But this is a group that ended up putting forward, they wanted to get a mine opened up in the north of our state. And to do it, they claimed they needed to destroy our mining laws because they didn't want to, they couldn't follow the laws as they existed. They would have broken those that would have respected the land. So they said, well, we want the laws changed. And turns out this bill that they pushed forward, one of the first bills that came up after the election cycle that would have made it easier for them to open up this mine, wasn't just because legislators thought this was a good idea. It turns out that Gogebic Taconite wrote a big fact check to Scott Walker and to legislative Republicans. That wouldn't have come out otherwise, right? Because it went to a dark money group where they didn't have to disclose their donors. And so it shows this is as close to it as it gets to a definition of legalized bribery. They pay for the politicians to get into office with the expectations of the outcome. So we've had that in Wisconsin. I could spend the rest of the time talking about other examples. I mean, we've pretty much gotten to the point now where you do everything except have some politicians supply a menu of what you get for what you pay. But we're getting pretty close. I think people are sick of it already.
Former Senator Feingold called soft money legalized bribery. Would you say some of the money we have flowing into our politics right now is legalized bribery?
I think absolutely. I think as a Feingold Democrat, I definitely agree that these folks who are throwing in millions of dollars, some of them, they're not doing it for altruistic reasons, right? They're not doing it because they love civics and they love our democracy. They are expecting an outcome. And I've seen it reported in some outlets as a way to be able to get a good return on investment of putting money into campaigns, buying politicians, where you can end up spending, you know, we have a $20,000 individual limit for you that you can give to a statewide candidate. But then they can turn around and give money over to the party, unlimited, as an individual or as a corporation now. They allowed for corporate donations in Wisconsin. By the way, one of our bills reverses that. And then they turn around and they ask for certain things to happen in the bills. You know, it's no wonder right now we have 11 individuals who are getting a sum total of a $30 million break out of a tax cut that was put into the budget late without any debate, without any public input. So $30 million payoff for those 11 individuals, pretty good return on investment for them spending, you know, $20,000 limit for a campaign.
It sounds like what you're describing is a scandal right in front of our very eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it. It is. And then the more people who pay attention to it, the more, I think, frustrated they get. And it's fine to get frustrated as long as there's action associated. And that's why they're putting forward these bills.
If you were to take if you were to take your name and the D in front of your name and put it away and just put these, you know, put it aside and put this legislation in front of conservative voters in places like Waukesha County, do you suspect that a lot of conservatives would agree with this?
Yeah, I think there's a key difference, right? We kind of joked about one Republican in particular, whether he would support it. Yeah, the politicians who have used the system or gamed the system are totally in favor of keeping it the way that it is, right? If the if the slot machine's broken, then and it's paying out for them, why change it? But I think the vast majority of the public voters want to see this change, and that's just not me, you know, trying to project onto them what I'm saying. Every time there is a referendum taken on reversing Citizens United, which is a shorthand way of saying getting dark money out of politics, it passes. And it passed in Waukesha. It has passed in other parts of the state. It's passed across the country. And these things pass by 70%, 80%. And so it shows that the public wants this change. They're hungry for this change because they get the system as it is not working for them, and they know it's working against them.
Well, even within the confines of Citizens United, it did not preclude lawmakers changing rules so we could actually shed a little light on where the money's coming from. Citizens United did not preclude that. One of your bills you're introducing is the Communications Transparency Act. Mitch McConnell and Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss aren't in a big hurry to do that, but there's no constitutional reason right now that they can't.
Right, right, to make sure that you know where the donors are
right.
coming from. Yeah, it closes that loophole. One of them closes the loophole of what is defined as a PAC and who has to disclose their donors is another one. So yeah, you have to disclose every 12-month period who is paying into these. That is not barred by any U.S. Supreme Court race. None of these bills are. And granted, I think there's one of the questions I got in the press conference when we released this yesterday is, you know, this doesn't change the U.S. Supreme Court races or Supreme Court cases, right? Buckley v. Valeo and Citizens United. And that's true. All of these are within the confines of the U.S. Supreme Court. And, we could have done that. They could have done it at the national level. There were senators and representatives who put forward the Disclose Act that didn't move forward because of who was in charge. That would say that we know, that it didn't change the fact that that interest could buy the elections. It would make it so that they're not undisclosed. They would have to name the buyers of our democracy, in a sense. So we can try to do that here in Wisconsin. We could do that today if we move this bill forward.
Your own leadership has to raise money, and in some cases has to raise money from some of the same groups you're talking about. What response have you gotten from Minority Leader Jen Schilling in the Senate or Minority Leader Gordon Hinds in the Assembly?
Well, we have a number of Democrats who have signed on to these. And that number continues to grow. As we did the press conference yesterday, we got a couple of reps and a couple of senators sign on to every one of the bills that we're waiting to see what the feedback would be. We're going to take that, and we're going to ask our legislative leaders to support these. I have asked the governor directly about these bills, about this package, and encouraged him to take a look at it. It's going to continue to take an effort to change their minds and to get them on board and to get others to support it.
Are you just but, said you just saying said change their minds? In other words, you have indications that they're opposed to this some of the provisions in this bill?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they have not signed on yet, which is not unusual for leadership. Leadership usually doesn't sign on to bills. But it does take some encouragement to make an issue one of the most important issues of a caucus to put forward. I have no doubt if I put it in front of them that they would be supportive of it, but to the level of making it a legislative priority for the caucus, that, to be honest, we're not there yet. That's going to take a little bit of work.
We'll talk more with State Senator Chris Larson at sliceoffice.com.
Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson, we love guitars.
We're back with State Senator Chris Larson, a Democrat from Milwaukee, might represent one of the most interesting, diverse districts in the state of Wisconsin. Want to ask you about some of the specifics of this. What is the Sensible Limits Act?
Sensible Limits returns us back to, instead of having the $20,000 limit for statewide candidates, it returns it back to $10,000 for statewide candidates. So it puts it to a point where, you know, granted, you're not at the point where any average poor person can still donate $10,000, but it restores it back to the level that it was before they jacked it up and doubled it. Another piece of that is the where you cannot bypass those individual limits by giving them directly to a campaign. To a political party specifically. So let me give you an example. There was Dick Uihlein and Diane Hendricks, as well as Dick Uihlein's wife, donated a combined $3.3 million to Scott Walker, but they did it by hitting the limit directly to his campaign. And then they went to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, made donations there that were then immediately transferred, almost immediately transferred into Scott Walker's campaign. This would make sure that bill, as well as another bill, would make sure that that can't happen, that the limit as it is set in the law is a limit, that you can't bypass it because you want to, because you're rich and you want to see an outcome.
Special Interest Limitation Act.
I don't know.
You want me to read the proposal reduces by half the committee contribution to candidates.
Yeah. So that hits everybody. So this isn't just going after one set of interests. This restores the limits from everybody. So that includes tribes, that includes political action committees, that includes unions. So it cuts the limits of what they can end up donating in half. Again, trying to reduce the overall amount of money that's spent in elections. I'm going to move inside so I have these in front of me.
You are
definitely pointing out the merits of not putting forward 9 bills at the same time next time. Your point is made, sir.
there's a lot here.
I know.
How about the Coordination Control Act? Now, this is one where I can't even understand how we got to the point where third-party groups could coordinate with a campaign. That seems almost as outrageous as special interests writing legislation, and yet it happens in both cases.
It has happened. and I am not naive enough to say that it's probably not happening again somewhere, right? This one passed, and if you want to know the story of how this one happened, how we changed, and by the way, Wisconsin is the only state in our country where you can have a candidates committee coordinate with one of these outside groups. What's nuts about this is that was the justification for why Citizens United was okay. They said you can have unlimited contributions to outside groups as long as there's not coordination. That was Justice Kennedy's justification for why it was okay, as long as there wasn't coordination. So when this passed, it passed in light of the John Doe investigation of Scott Walker and his campaign activities and outside group activities, because it became very clear, and this is because they shut it down, we don't know for sure, but it was becoming very clear that they were looking at coordination that Scott Walker was doing with outside groups, basically working with them to raise money, and then beyond that, direct how that money was going to be spent, what the message was going to be, what the medium was going to be, right, like TV, radio, et cetera, and where it was going to be, what parts of the state. That is illegal. That was illegal. And so they decided, okay, if we're going to be in trouble, if Scott Walker's going to be in trouble, and others are going to be found guilty of this, they moved very quickly to change the law so that coordination would then be legal in the state of Wisconsin. Then they moved, as an aside, to shut down the investigation. So that's why I can't say they were definitively guilty of this, because they shut down the investigation so that they couldn't finish to conclusion. That's how we got to be the only state in the country where a candidate can work directly with a group that can raise unlimited funds. Again, you know, it doesn't take your listeners that much of a leap of faith to really see the connection of how that could be a problem, right? Where you can do all this money, where the money doesn't have to be disclosed. Somebody can just openly come in, say, here's a piece of legislation, I'll give this group $1 million, you direct it how you want. And that, in the state of Wisconsin, and only in the state of Wisconsin, is that now legal.
You know, there's a reality here. I know in Buckley v. Vallejo, they talk about, you know, money being speech, and I've never believed money is speech, but
right.
I certainly believe in free speech, but I in the confines of an election, I don't believe, spending millions of dollars in special interest group is free speech. Anyway, the money that, let's just say Scott Jensen's group. I just pulled a name out of a hat there, okay?
Yeah.
His group, they run ads in Southwest Wisconsin where they go after candidates, you know, like Chris Marion, who was just running, who, by the way, was a great candidate. Love her to death. Great,
yeah. You know, she just announced she's going to run again.
Oh, is she? For the Assembly or the Senate?
I believe for the Senate. She put out an email yesterday on Valentine's Day because she announced Valentine's Day a year ago. So, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
So
anyway,
not done yet. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't. I'm sure you've gotten to meet her. She's just great.
Yeah.
The ads they ran against her, the special interest ads, they didn't attack her on school choice because school choice isn't popular in Southwest Wisconsin. My God, right. They aren't, right? They come up with these phony issue ads that don't have anything to do with the real intentions of their money.
Right. Right. They're very, but that's not something that's new. It's very intellectually dishonest for them not to run on their merits, right? But you unfortunately see that where these groups, they have a vested interest. They have a moneyed interest. Right, it's one thing to talk about an ideology and say, okay, we're for school choice or against school choice, and to argue that competition of ideas, you know, in the arena of democracy, that's not this. That's not what's happening. And you're putting it lightly where they're trying to talk about other issues, and a lot of it they're trying to do to drudge up racial animus. And we see that.
Oh, they're good at that.
We see that happening all over the place, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to drudge that up and talk about that instead, or talk about some other hot social issue, never disclosing what their interest is, never talking about the issue that they're trying to put forward, but instead just trying to turn voters off. And it's horrible. I think at some point it will be reversed. It has to be reversed at the national level. This idea that money is speech, that corporations are people, and that they can spend an unlimited amount because that's what the courts have decided. I think it's errant on so many levels, and that eventually is where we need to move, is to fix that, to get to a system of publicly funded elections. The public is paying now, right, in the form of multi-billion dollar giveaways to companies and individuals because of their political connections and because of what they're spending in campaigns. So being able to shift it and say, no, it's going to be funds from the public because the folks who are elected serve the public, and we're wasting a lot of money on giveaways. Until we get to that, it's going to become an auction that gets worse and worse and worse for the public. And there's always somebody richer. There's always a richer person. There's always a bigger fish, if you will, that can come along. We saw that last time around in the last presidential election where the Russians decided to start spending money.
Well, that's my next question.
We're helpful to stop it with the system we have.
Yeah, that's my next question. You know, while I am pro-Second Amendment, I don't like the NRA. I think they're they've become an extreme group. Talk about foreign money coming into our political system. Are you concerned at all that foreign money has seeped into Wisconsin politics?
I think it's clear that it has. I don't know if it has in the state level elections. It's had an impact on the state elections, right? 2016. Certainly, they ended up shifting money in here against from money that was given to the NRA, where they had new records of spending. And again, this is from what has come out publicly in the Mueller investigation, where they ended up spending a bunch of money to dilute the electorate, to turn off likely Democratic voters, and to divide people against each other so they wouldn't come out and vote. And so that ended up shifting enough of the vote in Wisconsin, enough of the vote in Ohio, and enough of the vote in Michigan so that Trump could get by. It had the other impact, too, in Wisconsin, right, of knocking down Russ Feingold and propping up Ron Johnson. So there was this money spent. It's disturbing that there has not been any any statewide interest in investigating that. Maybe that'll change with the new attorney general. But I'm confident that there are folks who have been looking at the national level in the FBI. But it's clear that had an impact. And considering that the margin of victory was smaller than the number of people who voted for third-party candidates in Wisconsin, I think it's clear that it did have an impact. It had a national impact. And if there has not been a pushback, that is proportional, there's no disincentive for them to do that again. And there's no way for us as citizens to track how that money has been spent or where it's been coming from. We just kind of shrug, and we're told to shrug and cross our fingers and say, oh, we hope not, we assume not, right? And I'm just having that image of Justice Samuel Alito saying, not true, after Barack Obama said this invites foreign money into our elections. But that's exactly what we've done. That's exactly what we've done when we're not disclosing who the donors are, who is spending this money. And to be clear, the Supreme Court assumed that we were going to do that after after the decision of 2010 of Citizens United.
Well, then they were incredibly naive. Only was that an activist issue, they always talk about judicial activism. That was a judicial activist decision, but they were incredibly naive about the wishes of Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. One more quick question before I let you go. This is my favorite title of all of them, the No Corporate Campaign Bribes Act. You didn't hold back on naming that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty clear. This opened up the fact that you can funnel money directly through two committees. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad that you can take direct contributions from corporations in the state of Wisconsin to go directly to these campaigns. It is something that greatly benefits corporations, but it is not helpful to democracy. It is basically the flying the white flag of defeat that says, you know what, we're just giving in. We're not even going to try to do the shell game anymore, where you have to, the executives have to give it. They're just doing it directly from corporate accounts. So, yeah.
You may remember.
I don't think anybody is in favor of trying to keep that system as it is.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you may remember Mitt Romney at the Iowa State Fair saying corporations are people, my friends. That didn't go over very well.
That's true. Yeah. I think they recognize not to say that out loud, but to just take the money and do what they want with it.
All right. Shall people call their legislature?
Yes. Yeah. Call your legislator, call your state rep, call your state senator, and tell them to support the campaign integrity package. You don't have to remember all nine bills, but talk about saying, look, we need to preserve our democracy and support the campaign integrity package as we move it forward in the legislature.
Senator, thank you for doing this. Thank you for fighting the good fight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for all you do, Sly.
All right. Chris Larson with us at SlysOffice.com.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and